Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit ComfortDental.com today.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Welcome to the latest edition of Movies with My Mother. This is Lexi.
And I'm Lori, Mom.
And today we watched Reservoir Dogs.
Uh-huh.
The movie said it was from 1991. IMDb said 1992. I'm wondering if that's, you know, movie was made in 91 screened in 92.
I think it went to Sundance in the earlier time.
Okay. So, yeah, somewhere in the early 90s.
Yep.
It's rated R. It's a hard R for violence and language.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And it was directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
Our first Tarantino.
My first Tarantino.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The movie got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes, I saw that.
81% on Metascore.
Mm-hmm.
And 8.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah, crazy.
It had a really small budget.
Very small. 1.2 to $3 million.
Yeah, I got 1.2 to 1.5.
Yep.
And the worldwide gross was $2.9 million.
I don't think that was the worldwide gross, because the when I read further in the gross business, it said it was doubled in the UK.
Right.
So I don't know what that meant.
I didn't understand it either. And 2.9 is the only numbers that they had.
Right.
Listed.
Figure. But 2.9 is not much.
No, but
5.8 is a big number.
For $1 million budget, yeah.
Right. Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, that was an unknown to me, and I found it hard to find information about this. Did you find that?
A lot of the stuff, the technical stuff I found was kind of in the trivia, mixed in to the trivia.
Oh.
And I was just like, okay.
All right.
Sure.
Interesting.
The basic plot is that six criminals are pieced together by a crime boss to pull off a jewel heist, but not all of them are who they say they are.
Well, only that one guy wasn't who he said he was.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That's the long and the short of it.
Right. Really, that's it. They were put together to do this heist.
Yeah. It starred Harvey Keitel,
mm-hmm.
Tim Roth,
mm-hmm.
Michael Madsen,
mm-hmm.
Chris Penn,
mm-hmm.
Steve Buscemi,
mm-hmm.
Quentin Tarantino,
mm-hmm.
and Lawrence Tierney.
I don't think I've ever heard that name before.
And Eddie Bunker, that was another name. That was Mr. Blue.
Right.
Lawrence Tierney is a terrible person in real life. He's a piece of human garbage.
Oh, okay.
He had shot somebody.
Oh.
Prior to filming.
Okay. Wow. Was he just, you know, warming up for the show?
I don't know. He sounds like a piece of garbage.
Okay. He looked kind of old in the picture that I looked at.
I believe that he was real old in the movie. So,
oh,
you know,
okay.
35 years ago.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. It was, I thought everyone filled the part well, but I still don't know if I like it.
I think that's just how non-Tarantino fans feel about Tarantino movies.
Okay. All right.
Because he, you can tell it's a good film, but did you like it? The cast was spectacular. The story was, for what it was pretty well
right.
thought out.
It had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
But did you like it?
Like I said, I didn't dislike it.
Right.
So did I like it? I guess I liked it because it was put together well. I understood the back and forth, you know, the little behind the scenes like stuff where told about who these guys were and how they got together.
Right.
I got that. That wasn't hard to follow. It was okay. It was an okay movie. Do I want to see again? No.
Okay. That makes sense.
Do I want to see another Tarantino? Maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Although he's involved with a whole lot of films that I recognize the names of. But I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to see another one. Don't know.
Now, I've seen several Tarantino movies, and I still feel the same way.
Okay.
You know? Pulp Fiction is cool because it's some of the characters are awesome.
Yeah.
You know, Jules and Vincent are good characters.
Uh-huh.
They're not good people, but they're good characters.
Yeah.
And they're fun to watch. They're fun to see people interacting with them.
Okay.
I saw Hateful Eight, which is another... that one is kind of a close quarters thing. I've seen the Grindhouse movies.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That he did. I saw, what's the other one? Four Rooms.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a group project with other big directors. They all directed little scenes of a movie that all tied together.
Oh, interesting.
That all took place in a hotel. Get it? Four Rooms.
Four Rooms. I thought they were talking about my house.
No. No. So, but I can't say that I love any of those movies.
Okay. And like I said, would you watch them over again?
I wouldn't go out of my way, but if it's on TV, I'll sit down and watch it.
Okay. Well, that says something right there.
Yeah.
You know, fans want to see it again and again and again.
Right. And like Justin turned on Reservoir Dogs recently. That's why we're basically watching it today.
Uh-huh.
Because I walked in when Freddie was talking to his other cop friend. He's like, I'm just trying to watch The Lost Boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and even just catching it in from the middle, it was still, you know, a fun watch.
Okay.
I didn't feel like my time was wasted.
All right. I get it. Yeah. I thought it looked like it was very well shot. The people were in good places. I liked it that way.
And the violence was there without being there, a lot of it.
Yes, because I was covering my eyes and you said all you see is the wall.
Because in the movie, they're torturing a policeman and Mr. Blonde chops his ear off. You see him go to start getting to work at cutting that ear off. But then the shot just pans to a doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And all you see is the wall and the doorway.
Yep.
You don't see anything else. You hear everything.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
And sometimes that is creepier and scarier than seeing the act.
Absolutely. That's why I can respect stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, I'm a horror person and but I don't like, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, everybody's arms getting ripped off.
Right.
You can scare me by alluding that you're going to rip that guy's arm off.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I did, like I usually do, I looked into the director. He was Tarantino. He was much older than I thought he was.
Oh, okay.
He was born in Knoxville, Tennessee in 1963. I don't know what I was thinking or why I was thinking. I did not think he was that old.
So he's 60 years old.
Yes. If this was true.
But that makes sense to be, you know, kind of a newcomer, a fresh guy on the scene in the beginning of the 90s, you know, late 20s, early 30s.
Yes. So. I did not put two and two together there. Yes. In that case, yes. Absolutely.
So that makes sense.
Yep. He's married to Daniela Pick. And they have two children.
Okay.
He was with many beautiful women.
Which is amazing because he is an odd looking man.
He's kind of a doofy looking dude, isn't he?
He's got a giant head.
Is that what it is? His head is so big and the rest of him isn't?
Yeah.
I don't think he's ugly or awful to look at, but...
And he strikes me as one of those annoying guys that gets really excited over nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, his wife is real pretty. He's been connected to several beautiful women.
Sure.
So, you know, but he's kind of doofy looking.
Yeah.
He's just that guy, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, he kind of didn't, he was kind of a bad kid.
Okay.
He dropped out of high school at 15.
Oh.
15! And okay. he lied and got a job in a porno theater as an usher.
Oh.
Lied about his age, so.
Okay.
But he kind of got pissed off at his mother because he wrote a little story and she ridiculed it. And that kind of set him on his way. So.
Well, every superhero has their villain.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Makes sense.
Yep. He got his mother named him Quentin, kind of after the Burt Reynolds character in Gunsmoke.
Okay.
Quint.
Okay.
I think he was the sheriff or the deputy or something. I don't remember. So, yeah. And his first Hollywood job was in 1986. So he would have been 20.
23, yeah.
Yeah. He was a production assistant on Dolph Lundgren's exercise video, Maximum Potential.
Okay.
Hey. You know.
Everybody did it in the 80s.
Yep.
Everybody had an exercise tape.
Yep, they certainly did. And then, you know, then music videos started, so.
And who doesn't want Ivan Drago to tell you how to to get worked up?
Yeah. Okay, all righty.
He's the bad guy from Rocky IV.
I haven't seen that one either. I do know who Dolph Lundgren is.
Okay.
Speaking of doofy looking guys.
I don't think he's unattractive, but I wouldn't go out of my way to say he was attractive. But you know that he is a scientist? You know, he's like a molecular biologist or something.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Or a nanochemist or something like, crazy like that.
Like Mayim Bialik?
Yeah.
Underneath it, she's got a PhD?
Yes, he does.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, just because you're an actor doesn't mean you're not smart.
Right.
You know, I mean, look at Tarantino, high school dropout. Dolph Lundgren, Mayim Bialik, PhDs.
Yeah.
You know, it does not. I love to learn. Learning is fun to me. So, you know, why not? If I had the money, I'd get a PhD.
In what?
Something.
Okay.
Well, I kind of have a sociology background, so that might be interesting to me.
Okay.
You know, I took a lot of sociology type classes when I did go to college, and that always interested me.
Sure.
Why, how people work, why they work, what it is that makes them work.
Okay.
Yeah. And he worked, time and time again in stuff I read, Video Archives, a store in California kept coming up.
Okay.
And he worked at that store, and he's kind of like you, you know, he knows all the movies, and he would talk to the clientele about what movies they should watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that came up a lot, Video Archives.
Video Archives.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always on, you know, like, best movies ever things.
Really?
They talk to him. He's on, he's friendly with Eli Roth, so he's on Eli Roth's History of Horror.
Oh. Oh.
So he's got a lot of opinions about monster movies.
Okay. Good or bad?
I don't really care.
Oh. Ouch.
Again, he gets really excited, and you just kind of get lost in him just being a freaking excited doofus.
Okay, yes.
So I don't know what he said.
Yes, I did read a lot of the stuff I read. He was on this show or that show. David Letterman, he was going to kill David Letterman because something happened. I don't remember that. But he apparently buried that hatchet, and he was on David Letterman. Just weird. I just read a bunch of weird stuff.
He just strikes me as that guy, that just kind of random guy that just, you know, everything happens to.
Yes, absolutely. Weird.
Yeah.
But he's very well, the accolades he has, he's got all kinds of awards.
Oh, his films always do really well.
Yeah.
Oscar-nominated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people love his work.
Yes, they do.
So he's doing all right for himself.
Yep. He says after he makes his 10th movie, he's going to retire.
Okay.
So I don't know how many movies he's made, but he said he was going to retire at 60.
Well, he's 60 this year.
I know. I noticed that. Like
I don't
said,
know how many
I
movies
was
he's done.
Really surprised how old he is. That just amazed me.
Well, I guess when you figure out that he started working in the movies at 23,
yeah,
you know, that's a long time.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I thought that some of the trivia I read was pretty funny. I thought the budget was so low, the actors wore their own clothes.
Yeah. The black suits.
Yeah.
The black suits were a gift from the designer.
Yeah, because she loves the genre.
Okay. Like a neo-noir.
Yeah.
That's what it was listed as on something I read.
Yeah. I thought that's crazy, but we've seen that with other movies.
Absolutely. Also, Mr. Blonde's Cadillac, mm-hmm. that cream-colored Cadillac that they walk out to, yeah. It was Michael Madsen's.
Oh, my gosh. They even had to drive their own cars. Oh, my. Uber, taxi. But I think that that's so funny. I mean, when you think of Quentin Tarantino, all you think about is money, money, money.
Well,
but that's his first movie.
You got to start somewhere.
And it was an independent movie. So he had to scrape that money together.
Yeah. And scraping money together, they didn't have money for traffic control.
Yes.
So Mr. Pink could only carjack at green lights?
Yes. I thought that when I read that again, too, I thought, oh, my God, he had to carjack that lady and hope that the light stayed green? Or did they just film him hijacking her and then him, when the light turned green, he jumped in the car and sped away.
He jumped in the car and sped away.
I thought that was hilarious. I just, what?
They did have a paramedic on set to monitor Mr. Orange's blood loss, so it looked real.
Oh, yeah.
So it looked consistent.
Right.
With a gunshot wound to the belly.
Okay.
The lady that shot Mr. Orange.
Yes.
I told you to look out for her.
I did.
She was Mr. Orange's dialect coach. And he said that she was a particularly hard tutor.
Oh, so that's why he shot her. Maybe he was a particularly bad student and that's why she shot him.
Well, because he's English.
Oh, sure.
So, getting rid of that accent.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, he said that she was particularly tough on him.
Okay, maybe she liked him. Or not.
I read that none of the women in the movie had lines. There was just two women that got carjacked.
Yep. Yep. There was a waitress that walked by.
Oh, yeah, in the very, very beginning.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She never came to the table, but she walked by. I thought I had read that this was all, it was all men.
Yeah.
Well, there was no need for women in this movie, to be perfectly honest.
No. And I think that if there had been a woman in the crew, the dynamic would have been off.
Right.
And it wouldn't have been the same movie.
No,
and
it would not have been.
I don't think it would have been good.
No. You're right. No. Because these guys were all hard-ass criminals.
Yeah.
They were long-term criminals. That was their life.
Yeah.
And no, a woman would not have been right in any part of this.
No, I don't think so. It was filmed in 35 days.
Wow. Amazing to me.
A lot of the trivia I read was either about Mr. Pink or Mr. Orange. And I don't really know why that was.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't find a whole lot of stuff.
Oh, I've got almost 3 pages of trivia.
Yeah, but the stuff I got, okay, good. Wow. I read a lot of trivia, but it didn't strike me as necessary.
Oh, okay.
But you obviously.
Well, this was interesting to me because I had forgotten about this because it refers back to a band that I love.
Oh.
They used the brown background with the silhouette of the men walking as their album cover. One of the movie covers is the brown background with the silhouette of the men.
Right, right.
They used that as an album cover when they were a punk act.
Okay.
It's AFI, the band AFI.
I recognize that name.
And the album was Answer That and Stay Fashionable. Before they, I guess, went kind of more mainstreamy, they were like a punk act.
Okay.
And they had several albums, and I remember this. One of the videos is a caper where the singer is in the trunk half the video. So,
there is a little trivia about the trunk thing.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. How they wanted to, he wanted to know what it really felt like to ride in a trunk. So, and I can't remember if it was the guy that played the cop or if it was one of the other guys. But he put him in the trunk and they drove around and then he went over to Taco Bell and apparently they drove this guy all around in the trunk.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How fun. You kids always wanted to get in the trunk.
Yeah.
You girls always wanted to ride in the trunk.
Yeah.
Always. I don't understand that.
Because it's awesome.
I don't think so.
As an adult now, it would be awful. It would be uncomfortable. It would be hot.
Hot? And I would think there'd be fumes?
But as a little kid, it just sounded awesome.
Oh, my good heavensness. I don't know how many times you girls said, can't we ride in the trunk? No. Oh. If I had known, I would have taken you to Taco Bell in the trunk. I don't know. I don't think there's a Taco Bell in Chillicothe. We probably would have had to ride up right up to Columbus.
Oh, God, that's a... Okay.
About an hour, just an hour.
Mr. Orange's apartment...
Yates?
Was really the room above the warehouse where most of the movie was shot.
Oh, my good heavens.
Did they just kind of set dress to not look like a room above a warehouse?
Yeah, it looked like he was remodeling, painting.
It just looked unfinished, but
yeah.
It also looked like a single guy lived there.
Exactly.
Tim Roth only agreed to read for the role after Tarantino and Keitel agreed to get drunk with him.
Okay.
Tarantino wanted James Woods for a role, and James Woods' his agents were like, how much money is this offering? And Tarantino's like, very little money. And they're just like, right, we're going to go ahead and pass on this for him, and we're going to not even pretend that we met you.
Oh, wow. I bet he's sorry.
And when Tarantino and James Woods actually met later, and Tarantino had told him that story, James Woods sourced new representation.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
The role that James Woods was offered was... Mr. Orange.
Okay.
And it would have been a completely different...
It would have.
...movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say for better or worse. Because James Woods is James Woods.
Hmm.
And I don't know how I feel about Mr. Orange as James Woods.
I am with you on that. I'm not sure. That's interesting.
You had mentioned that you read that Tarantino had wanted the Mr. Pink role for himself.
Yes.
And when Buscemi came to read for the role, he's like, you better blow us away. He's like, because I'm going to take this role if you don't.
Right.
And Steve Buscemi then proceeded to blow them away.
I think he's an interesting person.
Who's Steve Buscemi?
Yes.
Steve Buscemi is like one of the nicest people you ever meet, apparently.
And speaking of doofy guys, he's just kind of a doofy guy.
And he always plays doofy guys.
He does.
But he was a fireman.
Oh, I didn't
New
know
York,
that.
And when the trade centers went down, he went down and helped the firefighters.
Oh, wow.
He worked on, I think, Ladder 11. For like a whole week.
Wow.
Just helping people get the hell out of the rubble.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's a genuinely good person.
Nice. Nice.
You said that the money had doubled in England. That's because here in the States, the film got like zero promotion.
Right, and it only started on a few
small
screens. Yeah, like 60.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow. But again, this was his first movie. He's an independent.
Right. And it was a gamble giving him that much money.
Right. Right.
And Tarantino and Weinstein at Miramax,
mm-hmm.
they went to the mats over the torture scene.
Oh.
Weinstein saying that it was unnecessary, and Tarantino
pushing back,
fighting real hard for it, and Weinstein relented, and there we—that's what we got.
I think it would have been a different movie without that torture business.
I think we needed to see that to prove to the audience what White and Pink were saying, that Blonde was a psychopath.
Right.
We needed to see that he was a psychopath. It wasn't enough for us to believe criminals.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely needed to see Blonde losing his mind.
Yeah.
And he was having fun with that.
Yes, he was. Interesting.
Robert Kurtzman did the special effects makeup.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he did them for free on the condition that Tarantino wrote a script for a story that he had come up with. And that story turned into the movie From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, my gosh.
That starred Tarantino and Harvey Keitel.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah. I believe Robert Rodriguez directed that one.
I think so. They kind of go hand in hand, those two guys.
Yeah, they do a lot together.
Yeah.
They did the Grindhouse movies.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even tell you what the names are. The one was Planet Terror, and the other was like, Death Car or something stupid like that.
I can't even agree or disagree with that.
I saw them. I saw them in the theater.
And I read about them.
And I really enjoyed the throwback stuff. Like, the movies had, like, little commercials, and it was, don't go in the basement. Don't go in the basement. And stuff like that. And it was, pulp shit that you watched in the 70s.
Yep.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Blue didn't have many lines. The only time you see him speaking was in the diner.
Yeah.
And that was really the only reason the diner scene was even there.
Oh, really? Just to put him in the set?
Just to give him a voice.
Oh, okay. The way that started out kind of surprised me. I did not, you said they were at a diner, but to start out like that in a diner, I didn't even suspect that that would be the beginning of the movie. You know what I mean?
Because it feels like it should have been like in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it would have been in the middle, it would have been after the heist and not right.
It would have been a flashback.
Right. It just kind of startled me the way it began. But it was perfect. I thought it fit just so.
I wrote this down and I didn't listen for it, but there were two Wilhelm screams.
Oh, man. I didn't pay any attention to that either.
I didn't either. The first one is when Mr. Pink knocks over a pedestrian in the police chase.
Yes.
And the second is when an officer is being shot by Mr. White.
Oh, damn. Kurt would have been here. He would have heard him.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
I read that the first draft of this was written in 3.5 weeks.
Yes, I read that too.
And Tarantino is old school. He doesn't use screenplay software.
Oh.
He types everything out manually.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, on a typewriter.
Oh my.
Yeah.
And then it fits in as a screenplay. Does he set it up like a screenplay would be?
I would imagine.
Interesting. Well, if that's the way his mind works, have at it.
Yeah. It's his shortest film to date.
Oh. What? It seemed rather long, but...
It did seem rather long. Again, it's one of those movies that flows, though.
Yes.
So it wasn't very long?
No.
It was only an hour and a half.
I know that. That's short. Wow.
Samuel L. Jackson auditioned for the role of Holdaway.
That's the other cop.
The other cop, Freddy's.
Yeah.
Freddy's guy.
Yeah.
Also, Ving Rhames had auditioned for that role. But Samuel L. Jackson went on to work with Quentin Tarantino yes. several times subsequently.
Yes.
And was nominated for an Oscar as oh, wow. Jules in Pulp Fiction.
Cool.
Tom Sizemore was a finalist for Mr. Pink.
No.
He just passed recently.
Oh.
He had a lot of troubles.
Oh.
The film was originally planned to be in black and white and was only supposed to cost about $16,000.
Oh, uh-huh. Because of his love for 35 millimeter?
Probably.
Yeah.
And the cigarettes. White and pink are smoking Chesterfield cigarettes, which I don't even know if they make those
they
anymore.
They make them again.
They do?
Yes, yes.
Because in every other Tarantino movie, everybody's smoking what a brand called Red Apple.
Okay.
Yeah. In Hateful Eight, they're smoking a brand that is in Spanish, but the Spanish translates to Red Apple.
Oh, my gosh. There was a lot of smoking.
A lot of smoking. But again, these are
hardened criminals.
Hardened criminals. And that's how you
expect
to see them.
That. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And that's about all I wrote.
Like I said, I had a lot. I didn't read a lot, write a lot, but I read a lot. And it was all kind of interesting. You know, how he came up from nothing and, you know, he did stand up to some of that sexual battery stuff with Uma Thurman and, oh, golly,
Mira Sorvino.
He did kind of, you know, go to our good friend Harvey and tell him that he needed to apologize. But I think that he didn't think that it was as bad as it was.
I think that was all just, you know, another open Hollywood secret.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but...
Because that had been going on since the dawn of Hollywood.
Right, but do you think that anybody thought that it really touched that many women?
I think if you think about it, yes.
Hmm.
Because how many successful actresses are there?
Right.
And how many actresses were real big in the 90s? You don't see them anymore.
Right. Oh, I hadn't thought about it in that light.
Like Mira Sorvino.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, Quentin needs to step up and write a chick flick.
I think he kind of did that with the Kill Bill movies.
The Kill Bill? There's only two. There's only one Kill Bill movie that he cut in half.
Well, because it's like a six-hour saga.
Yeah. I don't know. You think?
I think.
It's never going to change. Women are not going to come to the forefront of the movie industry.
No, I think it's getting better. I think there are women that are making A-list level money.
Good.
So.
Okay.
As long as somebody's getting something, I guess it's better than nothing.
Well, you know, that's kind of true too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Today we're recording on a brand new computer. It doesn't look like we're recording at all. So we're going to see how editing goes. This is going to be real fun, I think.
Yeah. Although.
Hello.
You know, if I get real close to it, it makes. It jumps around.
It monitors you more than it does me. I can see little blips when I talk, but it does show full waves for you. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe it's because I kind of. Talking a little mannish today.
I have
a little throat thing going on.
You sound fine.
Okay. All right. And we had a delicious diner breakfast this morning.
We did at Diner Lexi.
Yeah. Chef Lexi.
Because we we've talked about it, and there's several diners around here, but none of them are awesome and,
you know,
worth the drive and cold food.
Diner food is diner food. It's just good old home-style food. So what did we do?
I made eggs and potatoes and toast.
And we had toast.
And it was awesome.
It was delicious. She scrambled a little cheese in the eggs when she did that. It was delicious.
That's how Justin likes them, so that's how I make them.
I liked it.
Okay, good. I put a little milk in the eggs, too.
I don't like milk in my eggs.
Okay.
It gives them a different flavor, but if you do it, that's fine.
That's...
You saw me eating.
Yeah.
So, yep, I don't know. I'm one of those weird people. I don't like them. I put a little water in my eggs.
Ew.
You've been eating water in your eggs for a long time.
No, because I've been cooking for myself a lot longer.
That is true. That is true. So, yeah. But you did it. You did a nice omelet type egg dish there.
Yeah.
I love to see that when you flip it over and it's like almost a solid piece. I love it.
Yeah.
The potatoes were delicious. I don't know what you put in them, but they were very good.
Butter and seasoned salt.
That's it?
A little bit of pepper.
No onion or garlic?
No, just seasoned salt.
Okay.
That's it.
I told you about the seasoned salt I bought, didn't I?
I know.
Big old jug of seasoned salt. I'm pretty excited. You know those things last for years.
I know, and my spice jar, or my spice cabinet is just overflowing. So I was just like, what can I do to combine some of this stuff? What kind of vessels can I get to combine some of this stuff? And the dollar store has sugar pourers.
Oh!
So I bought like $5 worth of sugar pourers, and I combined like 15 jars of shit.
All one flavor or just a combination?
No, all one flavor. You know, every jar has its own flavor.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've been thinking we need to get together and make some spice mixes again.
Okay.
Because that's fun.
It really is. And I've got a ton of shit here.
As do I.
Okay.
I have a whole circle tray of unopened
Justin
spices.
Justin saw me cooking the other night, and he's just like, is that a sugar bowl?
Yes.
And I said, yeah. And he's just like, why are you so smart?
Necessity is the mother of invention.
I said, I had so much shit in here, just taking up space.
I needed something, and this was the right thing.
It made the most sense. They didn't have a Parmesan cheese shaker.
Oh, that would have been
holes
perfect
in the top.
Too, wouldn't have it?
Yeah.
I don't know, but that would have your... the flavor would have went out of your seasoning faster that way.
Yeah.
With that much air going in.
Right.
As easy as it is to come out.
Right. I guess I could have fashioned little lids.
Well, you know, yeah. But then that's another step.
Yeah.
And with the sugar thing, it just has the little flapper that goes down.
Yeah, the little flapper.
Yep, so the air doesn't go in.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yes.
And it poured fine. I was worried about a shake pour.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it was fine.
Yeah, I would be afraid that a little... more would come out than I would want.
You got to be real light with it.
Or put it in your hand first.
I was cooking burgers.
In that case, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Montreal seasoning on my burgers.
I've got like a Frankenstein steak seasoning.
Oh, I know. You gave me some, and it's very good.
Yeah. I've wrecked my master batch of that.
Oh, dear.
So I'm trying.
Oh, that's right. You said you put too much cumin in it.
Yeah. So I gotta get it back to not so.
Cumin-y?
Yeah.
Not that would make it real chili-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
You just put a little more salt or a little more onion and garlic in.
Yeah, put some. Do you have any granulated garlic?
Of course I do.
I think that's why I like the Montreal seasoning. It has all that granulated stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to figure out how to make that on my own because those little jars are expensive.
Yeah.
Holy cow. You know how cheap I am.
Yeah. Why can't we Frankenstein something together?
Absolutely. Yeah. But it was good. Breakfast was delicious as usual.
Yeah.
And just a simple meal like that, there's nothing wrong with a simple meal like
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. And we have white toast because that's the kind of bread I had in my kitchen.
Which I was kind of surprised when I saw it was white toast. I thought, Justin likes all that fancy bread.
Yeah. But we had, he wanted old-fashioned grilled cheese the other day.
Oh, that's right. You told me that.
So he bought a loaf of white bread, and we had white bread grilled cheeses, and they were delicious.
I think that makes the best grilled cheese.
Just a shitty piece of white bread?
Plain old white bread. Yes, because that's what I grew up on.
Yeah.
White bread and Velveeta. I just, you know, that just makes such a wonderful meal.
Yeah.
So yay.
We also wore white shirts with black neckties.
Yes.
To be in costume.
I have on the black jeans.
Mom was wearing black jeans because that's what Mr. Pink was wearing.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing blue jeans because I don't care.
Okay. So you're from the neck up, and I am from the ankles to the neck.
Yeah, you're.
No, you're from the waist up.
Yeah.
And I'm from the ankles to the neck.
Yeah, you've got the whole shebang.
Yes.
No suit jackets, though. What a pain in the ass a suit jacket is.
Yeah, I see men wearing suit jackets all the time. I would not like to wear a suit jacket.
No, and Justin doesn't own a suit. I would like to buy him a suit so he has a suit.
Yes.
But, you know, he's going to fight that tooth and nail.
Well, I think every man needs a suit.
Simple black suit.
There are times when that is an appropriate.
What if we have a real funeral to go to?
Right. Or a real wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, one where we're expected to, you know, go all out.
Right. No, I think he should. I mean, he's a grown man now. He needs to have grown man attire. You hear me, Justin?
He's not listening to you.
I know. He doesn't listen to us in general, does he?
He doesn't listen to us.
Two crazy women talking at him. He just smiles and nods. Poor guy.
That man is put through a lot.
I know. I know. I was thinking about that toolbox the other day, and I just was having a laugh to myself. Oh, my God.
Mom asked Justin to move a toolbox for her because it was heavy.
I said, Justin, it's pretty heavy, and I can't get it up the steps, all two of them.
And he went over like a champ and moved it for her, but he came home, and he's like, that shit was fucking heavy, dude.
I had moved it all the way across the garage, but there was no way I would be able to lift it up that one little step onto the second step into the house. I called him, and I told him it was heavy. I told him. He did not believe me. I thought that was the funniest thing. And it is still sitting in my utility room because I can't get it out of the into the garage.
Oh, next time we're over, tell him to move it. I tell him stuff and I ask for things and it's just, you know, well, I don't think it needs to be done like that. All right. Okay.
Well, yeah.
And then it's just like, you know, I'm not asking you to do stuff to put you out. I'm asking you to do stuff because I want stuff.
Yeah.
Like for Mother's Day, I said, get your mother a card. I said, because I'm giving her something I just don't want to hand her a check. And he's like, she doesn't need a card. And I'm like, oh, he's like, we're giving her this and this. And I'm like, okay. All right, fine. So she got a Christmas card.
Okay.
I said, this is why I asked you for a Mother's Day card. Oh.
That's okay. And I'm sure his mom.
She appreciated it.
Yes. Yes.
Because I said, we love you all year round, not just at Christmas.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, I've got a couple of things I want Justin to take care of, and it'll come. I got to get my garage in order before I do any of that.
Okay. Yeah. He doesn't mind doing it. You just got to catch him on the right day.
Right. But I want to get through a few more of those totes. You know, if I can get rid of a few more of those totes of stuff I moved. Fluff and I went out there the other day, and we got all the boxes broke down and into the recycling can.
Wow. Okay.
So we can start fresh on collecting boxes again.
Yeah. When I was over, Fluff was in the garage, and I was just like, baby, it's hot out here. Come inside.
He doesn't care.
He said, okay, I'll come help you. And I said, okay, thank you.
Aww. He's a good boy. But he sure does like that garage.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think that night that they spent out there, he was scared. Maybe he wants to make sure it's okay out there.
I don't know.
Me either. So I let him go out in the garage, and he helped me knocked down all the boxes.
Okay.
He didn't understand what the recycle bin was doing in the garage, though.
Oh.
He kept going around it and looking at it. And he put his feet up on it and, like, test it. I don't know.
Oh.
He'd never seen it in the garage
before. Maybe it was just a box that he couldn't jump into immediately, and he was confused by that.
Well, I'm hoping he would not have jumped into there, because I would have had to turn it over and dump him out.
Probably give him a bath afterwards.
Oof. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I know. He had some poopy-doo on his back end the other day. I chased him around the whole house.
The four rooms.
Oh, yeah, all four rooms. It was awful.
Fluff has long fur.
He has pantaloons on.
That is the curse of long-furred cats.
Yep. I don't know where he picked up that piece of poo, but it was nasty.
I'll never have a long-haired cat again. Just for that reason alone, Cece was a nightmare.
Oh, my.
I didn't have kids because I didn't want to change diapers, and I'd chase his cat around and wipe his ass all the time.
Yeah. Ugh. And it was awful, too. It was one of those mornings that I was having a little bit of, you know, a lot of pain and, you know, not feeling real good anyway.
Oh, of course.
And it was rough.
Oh, no. And it couldn't have been any other day.
And he didn't appreciate it much.
No.
I kept going at him with wet paper towels on his ass. And
yeah.
His pantaloons were soaked.
Yeah. Poor baby. Poor mom.
Yeah, both of us. And then I had to go to work.
Ugh.
That was even worse. Oh, my goodness.
My life has been turned upside down because they took the show I had been watching off of HBO.
Yes. She's been talking about it for
I'm devastated.
A week now. Oh, I know, baby.
Also, I don't like the new HBO app because it's buggy, and I have to find my show every time I turn the fucking app on.
Yeah, it's not pictured.
Yeah, it's not in my "you've been watching this" list.
Yeah.
No, I have been watching it. I'm watching it every single time I turn HBO on.
And you have to put it in the search thing.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
I've noticed that. I thought it was just me.
No.
I thought it was just because it's me.
No.
Oh. It's just not, it just doesn't seem right.
No. And I had to download a whole entire new app for my phone to watch my cartoon at work. Pain in my ass.
Oh.
stupid.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe because they combine two, it'll work itself out. But it's not been moving well, not for me. And I'm so inexperienced with it, you know.
Right. Yeah. You got to use the search function a lot.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
I have to go find my glasses. And then I got, you know, why am I getting up again?
Right. Well, that's why if I'm watching TV in bed, like the lights are on, like that's why when we sleep, we're just watching Pluto. So something just is on.
Oh, I always have, you know me, I always have something on.
Yeah.
When I thought the TV broke up this week, you ran out and got me a new one.
Yep. God, you can't not have a TV.
I have three others. I could have watched one of them.
But they're all tiny baby TVs.
No, I've got a medium-sized one in my room now.
Yeah. That's not living room size.
Well, it used to be living room sized. Until you said, no, you need a bigger one.
Yeah. And honestly, I was looking at bigger than what I bought you. Just going up just a few more inches.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been much more money. I was surprised at how cost-effective. I'm not going to say cheap because they're not cheap. But I don't think that they were nearly as expensive as I thought they were going to be.
No. And at different points of the year, you can find great deals on TVs. Like, I bought my TV on a Black Friday deal.
Uh-huh. You mean this wall of vision that you have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought that on a Black Friday deal.
I remember. It took a while to get it put up, too.
Oh, it sucked. But then it was just like, it's still ridiculous how big this TV is.
It is a wall of TV. It's bigger than my dining room table.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
If it's good for you and the man, it's good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really all that matters.
And really, the only reason we go to the movies anymore is for the popcorn.
Right. But you know, you can just walk in and buy popcorn.
I know. We're going to go see a movie tomorrow.
Oh, okay. You went last week, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's a Stephen King short story, so we'll see if it's any good.
I thought you didn't like Stephen King.
Stephen King movies are hit and miss.
You think this will be a hit?
No, I think this will be a miss.
Oh!
But walking in with a, this is going to be stupid, and being surprised is more fun for me.
Yep.
So.
Who knows?
Yeah, we'll
see. And you'll have popcorn.
Yeah, we'll definitely have popcorn.
I'm okay with that. I don't eat a lot of popcorn, but theater popcorn is delicious.
I don't know why it's so good.
Me either. Because you can get one of those boxes and make popcorn.
It's not the same.
Nope. Nope, it's not the
same. It says it's movie theater style, but it's not.
Nope, I don't know what it is, but man alive.
Yeah, that's last week when we saw a movie, Justin was like, let's go see this movie at like 9 o'clock. And I'm like, you want me to eat popcorn for breakfast?
Yes.
Because he's always, you know, you're going to eat that for breakfast. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
He'd been surprised if he'd seen me having that potato soup with no television for breakfast. I had a big old bowl of potato soup that was delicious.
Good. I'm glad you like that stuff.
Yeah. Bear Creek?
Yeah, I think.
Packages? I'm going to make the...
a bag of potato soup.
Yep. I'm going to make the chicken...
Tortilla
soup one of these days.
Yeah.
Because that's one of my favorite soups.
I don't like Mexican chicken very much. It's not my favorite flavor.
Okay.
So that's why I never have gotten really into tortilla soup.
Alrighty. But
because I don't like a chicken fajita.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I want to find the loaded baked potato soup that they had advertised on the back of the regular potato soup bag.
Yeah. I bet that would be delicious.
I bet it would be too. Although I'd worry that the bacon would be you know, pretend bacon and it would be of that funny flavor.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I would worry about.
That fake bacon flavor.
Fake bacon is not a good flavor.
Yeah, it's not.
But I still want, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna look for it. I got it at the Big Lots. And they had a bunch of them.
Yeah, Justin said that was a good price.
Good.
Because he usually buys it at his store and he says it's $4 and change.
Well, it
for
was
a bag.
$4 and a little bit of change.
Yeah.
So I feel pretty good about it, but it was delicious. Delicious.
Good. I'm glad. So we've done Tarantino now. Any thoughts on what to do next?
Oh, boy. You know what? I haven't even. We've seen Wes Anderson. We've seen Tarantino. Who else do we need to see?
I'm trying to think of the stuff that we've bought recently at the movie stores. We hit a Memorial Day sale at the movie store.
Oh, good.
We spent about $45, but we got like 15 movies.
Wow.
Mostly Blu-rays.
Oh, wow. Do you think those are better than just regular?
Yeah, I'm going to try and start moving my collection to Blu-ray.
Okay. All right.
So
we got to get up there and get it sorted out then.
I know. Oh, just thinking about going up there made my stomach hurt.
Oh. Yeah, thinking about going in my garage makes my stomach hurt.
And your garage isn't even that bad. It's all pretty organized considering.
Yeah.
Everything's in totes.
Yeah, but, you know, what's in those totes? I need to go through them.
Okay.
I haven't touched anything in them in 3 years, so it's time.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
What do I have in my book?
I don't have anything really exciting in mine.
'80s movies. Silly stuff. Judge Dredd.
Judged Red? What is that?
Judge Dredd.
Oh, Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. I think he's a comic book guy.
Okay.
There's a movie from the 90s with Sylvester Stallone as Judge Dredd. And then there's a movie from like the 2010s with Carl Urban. And I think the Carl Urban one is better.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not really feeling inspired.
No.
It's taken us a long time to get here. Mom had been real sick.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about this the last episode. But Mom had been real sick and had taken some time off work. So we were able to get several movies in. But Mom's back to work and now we're in the doldrums of summer.
Yeah. And I have no ambition to do anything.
No, everything sucks.
Yes.
It's rough right now.
It is. It's just rough. So maybe we should see something upbeat and fun.
Okay. All right. I'll have to think about that.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get on the computer, too, and start looking.
Okay. Also, we're using new technology.
Yeah.
We already mentioned that.
Yep. So we're hoping for the best.
Well, I'll figure it out when we're editing.
Yeah. It's good or bad.
Yeah.
If it goes on the shelf like that other movie.
9 to 5.
No, you did put 9 to 5 out, didn't
I eventually
you?
Figured it out, but it wasn't
it's
good.
Not
it
real
sounded
good.
Like it was in a tin can.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
well.
That's unfortunate because that was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Well, I think we've set our piece on potato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches.
And dead guys.
And dead guys.
Bunch of dead guys.
A lot of dead guys.
Yeah. That was pretty funny, that last triangle of doom that happened. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I've heard, you know, you see that, you hear about it. I've never seen it happen.
Yeah.
How can everybody shoot at the same time like that?
Yeah.
I think it's because one guy shoots, everybody shoots. You know, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how you can tell just that millimeter movement, you know.
Yep. Well, if you're a trained gun, you'd have to know that stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it was an interesting movie. I'm on the fence. It wasn't as bad as I suspected it would be.
Yeah, you were really dreading it.
I
really was kind of dreading it for you. I was hoping that, because the language is so bad, and there's so many N-bombs, and there,
but are. It wouldn't have been right. It wouldn't have been right if we saw it sanitized, like that other movie we saw sanitized.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't right. I don't think any of the language was gratuitous.
Okay. Because I kind of think it was. I think it was just obnoxious. You know.
But I think that's the way those people would talk.
Yeah.
No concern for anyone. They just talk like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it was all right. It was all right. I'm sorry, Quentin. I'm not a fan yet. Maybe someday.
Probably not.
Okay. I grew up with Disney, so what can I say?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
We'll see. We'll get something, and we'll pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. And
yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will.
We always do.
Uh-huh.
All right. Until we see you again, hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
Yes.
Have a great day.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.